Wheeler in the Morning, the podcast on 92 City FM. World class rock.
Raise your hand if you're excited that it's Friday. Oh, it's been such a long. Rena raised her hand. Yeah good. Yep. Except for you guys who have to work, you guys and girls who have to work weekends, and it's like, yeah, whatever. I wonder if you get tired of hearing about the weekends here if you're a weekend worker.
I'm sure they do, but it's not something you can hide from. Yeah, you know, it's here. Deal. It's a long weekend.
The vast majority of us are very happy, so deal with it, Broham. Fridays are awesome around here. We got lots going on. Freedom Friday at 9 o'clock. Your request for, you know, sometimes 18 minutes, sometimes 21 minutes.
Depends.
But, yeah, right. But it's your music, so that's cool. Also, Kelly Butler here at 8:30.
We're going to be qualifying somebody for Garage Masters
today. Good point. You're listening for the garage door opening.
Yeah, cue to call.
Sometime between 7 and 8. So I'm tipping you off right now. Okay. 92 City FM World Class Rock. That is AC/DC. What you do for money? Good friend of mine, Gil Johnson, always says, give me some AC/DC, a cup of coffee, and you guys. He's a big fan of the show, and he's ready to go. He's ready to go. He needs it every day. Got to have the AC/DC. I know there's some of you like, yeah, enough AC/DC. I actually worked with a guy who said, hey, AC/DC called. They said you play too much AC/DC. If you're a rock station in North America, you play a lot of AC/DC.
Yeah, no one complains.
They're awesome.
AC/DC.
Yeah, did you see the show at the stadium, Winnipeg Stadium, a few years ago? Stadium. Oh, it was awesome.
I had tickets for the Edmonton show, but I actually got flown up here for a job interview had to sell my tickets. It was like, do I want a job interview in Winnipeg or do I want to see AC/DC?
That was like 5 years ago then. Mm-hmm. It's easy to put the time. I'm brutal with timelines, but if you're saying that's when you were interviewing for this job, it was because we're coming up on our 5-year anniversary.
That's right.
That's awesome. We got to do something for the 5 years next week, shouldn't we?
Like cake?
Well, you don't have to twist my arm to convince me to roll some cake.
I don't know what else there is to really do.
We should be doing like streeters and talking to famous people in Winnipeg and wishing us happy anniversary. Is it wrong to go out with like a tape recorder and say, hey, wish us a happy birthday?
Yeah. Wheeler will do it.
Do it the way he would.
He
right
would
up Wheeler's
absolutely
alley.
Do that.
World Class Rock, 92 City FM. Big Empty, Stone Temple Pilots. If you missed it earlier this week, Scott Weiland, it's not very often that he gets exonerated of something. It was not him who got busted for smoking meth recently. It was a guy who was in a cover band, a Stone Temple Pilots cover band.
Who told the cops he was Scott Weiland, and they just, they agree with it. They're like, that's something he would do. Sure, and they didn't even look into it until they finally fingerprinted him. And were like, oh, you're a totally different guy.
So Scott Weiland, among his many problems, being hooked on meth, is apparently, at this point, not one of them.
That we know.
So good for him. Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena is the show that you're hanging with. Wheeler's back on Tuesday. Day when we will have all our details on Toys for Boys 4. That's right, Toys for Boys 4, over $40,000 in prizes. The Temptation. There's some cool details involved with this. 7:05 Tuesday morning.
Dark and cloudy out there. It's supposed to rain this morning, which sucks. 19 right now.
Trying to get to the bottom. Everything big covered on this program. You never miss a thing. You learn. You laugh. You love. Mm-hmm. That's lame. But we try to get to the bottom of the big stories here. And Rena had the news story about starting a fire. Somebody started a fire with two Doritos.
No.
It was in a part of a trivia question.
It was a trivia question from last week. But there was a guy who went missing for 3 days. And he claims that he survived by eating chips and drinking rainwater.
Mm.
So I said, chips are so handy to have in the wild because I heard you can start fires with them. But I don't know if that's true or not. Apparently, if you rub Doritos together slowly, but
I guess there are those who would say if you rub anything together enough slowly, if there's enough friction, it'll eventually start a fire.
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, we're looking to. Can somebody confirm this for us? Hey, City.
Hey. So, start a fire. Everybody always tells me to go camping, you know, bring matches and that. Those suck. Bring a magnifying glass.
Yeah.
I've seen it done with a magnifying glass. I'm pretty sure I witnessed that as a kid.
My boyfriend lights his smokes with a magnifying glass sometimes.
Does he?
He can't find a lighter.
Hey, he's a fine man. That's how I smoke all the time.
On the sun.
Tell him to use the toaster. That's totally trashy, but awesome. Next time you go camping, you got some ladies with you, try to impress them with lighting a fire with Doritos.
All right.
Let us know how it goes. That's
Let's
your homework.
Inferno Doritos, extra hot.
Why you got to stick with us and learn about things like Doritos and are they able to start a fire using Doritos?
It's good information if you're ever lost in the wilderness and you happen to have a bag of chips with you.
Right, and leave it to
Doritos
our listeners. I always say this. They never cease to amaze me. Leave it to our listeners.
They know all.
To know all about this. Hey, City.
You were talking about the Doritos and wondering if they could start a fire.
Yeah.
My wife, she follows the food babe on the internet. One of her pet peeves was the Doritos, about it being, I don't know, something that's put on these things as a flavoring or whatever, is actually a flame, like a fire starter.
Cool.
So we were in our backyard at the fire pit, decided that we were going to give it a test. So rather than using kindling and whatnot, we put a, you know, we sprinkled a little bit of Doritos in the bottom of the fire pit and put them underneath the logs, and we lit them, and sure enough, those puppies are better than those Zip lighter cubes.
Oh, no.
Wow. I'm trying this weekend, man.
It's awesome. You got to give it a try.
Well, there should be a warning on the bag for kids, though.
Could you imagine, though, if one of those Doritos or one of those Frito-Lay trucks that's got Doritos on the side got into a car accident and hit a gas truck?
They'd go up, be like a bomb.
How can they put that away? How can we eat that?
Well, we might
like, oh my God.
Breaking news this morning. Doritos are flammable.
How can that be good for your body?
Don't worry about it. Just eat them and enjoy, Rena.
Hey, I've been calling 92 all day trying to hear the Inbred song. And what the hell? Nobody knows the song. It's awesome.
Winning is a joy with the big boys playing in the Gap. Gonna win on Labor Day. No teeth in your face. National disgrace. We're kicking your ass all over the place. Singing.
You are inbred.
Yeah, you are.
Sing it.
You are inbred.
Bama's young fans and the old fans cheering on the team. Gonna win the game Sunday. Your sister sits on your face. Genetic mistake. Waving 13 fingers all over the place. Singing.
You are inbred.
Sing it.
You are inbred.
Well done. Well done, Dave Wheeler. Back on Tuesday, hopefully with a game to brag about after the Labor Day weekend, Labor Day Classic, which goes on Sunday, of course. 92 City FM, World Class Rock, getting lots of requests for that, so we'll spin it again for you later on this morning, mm-hmm. Get you fired up for the big game on Sunday. Philly and Rena here with you as Wheeler's away.
20 is the high for today. Some rain coming this morning, apparently. 19 right now.
And sticking with Labor Day Classic, we got this call from the Bone Phone, and I want to discuss it here.
Hey, why so much sheepdogs? Aren't they from Saskatchewan? Aren't we kind of with this Labor Day Classic trying to not support Saskatchewan? Rumor has it that all this royalties they're getting from you guys playing them so much, they're the ones that are putting up these Rough Rider signs.
Interesting. By the way, the Rough Rider billboard that I was talking about yesterday, I erroneously reported that it was at Dugald and Plessy's. It's further down Plessy's by Golf Central there, the driving range.
Yeah, okay.
It is there. So just so everybody, because people have been looking for it, like, Philly, it's not there. It is there. But we've done this in the past where we banned Saskatchewan music. Is it for the Banjo Bowl, or do we do it for the Labor Day Classic, too?
I don't know. I just...
No, Rena, you don't think so?
Is it worth the effort?
You're goddamn right it's worth the effort. Have you seen the billboards?
Yeah, but they don't even like to admit they're from Saskatchewan.
Who doesn't?
They're just a Canadian band.
Oh, they're pretty proud. They're Rider fans. And I like the Sheepdogs. Don't get me wrong. They're good dudes. Good Canadian music.
Yeah.
But 780 City, 780 2484, quick poll. Because we'll make the call right now. I mean, I'm looking ahead in the music log. Sheepdogs aren't the only...
You don't have that kind of authority.
I do so.
First of
I'll
all.
Make the call. Well, Craig will come and say, he'll say exactly what you're saying. No, you're not doing it. But if we put enough pressure on them to ban the Saskatchewan music for the next 2 weeks, we could probably pull this off, Rena. 10 calls.
Probably pull it off. All right.
Hey, City, what do you think? Ban Saskatchewan music?
Yeah.
Did you call for something else?
Something else?
Okay, thank you. Hi, City. Ban Saskatchewan music.
Wow.
You guys did it during the Banjo Bowl last year.
Yeah, well, what do you think? Should we do it Labor Day for Labor Day? Start it early this year?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? I don't even know how many
Saskatchewan bands do we have? Is it just the Sheepdogs? Should we ban the Sheepdogs? Should be the question.
We play the Queen City Kids. Colin James is Saskatchewan?
Yeah.
Queen City Kids, that dance.
Do we play any Widemouth Mason? Aren't they from Saskatchewan?
Okay, well, we're on for sure the Sheepdogs. Thanks for the call. We got the first guy doesn't count. He was lost. But then we got one for ban them. Hi, City.
No Sheepdogs. No. Nothing.
See, no one knows any other Saskatchewan bands. It's like the best thing to come out of Saskatchewan ever.
Should we ban the Sheepdogs for the next 2 weeks? Hi, City.
Go Riders, go!
Oh, get lost. He could use his phone. That's a feat for a Saskatchewan person. Hi, City.
Hey, don't take away my Sheepdogs.
All right. Well, what about if it's in the
name of
football?
But you're a Bomber fan, right? You're a Bomber fan?
Yeah, I am a Bomber fan.
See? Oh, okay.
If it's for a good reason, though, like football... Hi, City.
Ban it all. Light all the albums on fire with Doritos.
Not a Sheepdog. One more call. Hi, City. What do you think?
I say use your pull and ban them.
Ban them. My pull.
Philly's pull is non-existent.
We're relying on my pull. Nothing's going to get done. I was out last night, Rena, and I mentioned yesterday I love food, but I'm not much of a competitive eater.
You went to the Red River Co-op Speedway for a pie eating contest, is that right?
Well, they had racing last night, obviously, and then in the intermission of the racing, which is very cool. I had never been there, which, you know, lifelong Winnipegger, that was my first time out at Red River Co-op Speedway. It's quite the scene. It's cool. Mm-hmm. Loud. But yeah, there was a pie eating contest, thanks to Caroline Braid for having us out, in support of... Variety Club of Manitoba.
Forgot the cheer.
Yeah, I know. You've got to remember
that's
that.
That's bad.
Yeah, right. No, so there was a pie eating contest during the intermission. And there were some Bombers there, Paul Swisson, Chris Greaves, the O-lineman. I want to talk to Kelly Butler about this when he gets here because he's a former O-lineman in the CFL with the Bombers. They always manage to get requested for these competitive eating contests. I know Kelly's been in a few. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of pressure when you're a big 300-pound man. People just expect you to win.
No, not necessarily, because I think you know how on TV you can see those contests, those eating contests, the world hot dog one and whatever. It's
Asian
always
guy.
A little tiny Asian guy, always. The smallest guy there.
Jamming hot dogs.
Woofing him in, yeah. I don't know how he doesn't.
It's a skill. I don't think it really necessarily, although there are big
and I think there's a method to it, you know?
Yeah, there's technique.
Yeah.
Not that big men aren't good at it.
I just can't even, I can't watch people doing those eating contests.
It's difficult.
Feel nauseous.
It's a little awkward, especially with a pie. At least wings.
A pie is like mush.
Well, you couldn't use your hands.
Shoveling jam into your face. You can use your own.
There was no shoveling. You put your hands behind your back.
Oh, yuck. Even worse.
Ready, set, go, and you stuffed your face in there. Like, it's a little bit humiliating. There's a big crowd there watching. At any rate, I didn't do very good. I didn't do very good at all. I don't even know who won. There was some other...
I don't even know who won. You had pie in your eyes.
There was pie everywhere. There was a bunch of media lackeys there. They always haul media people out for these competitive eating contests. But at the end of the day, I know I'm not very good at it.
Philly's not very good at eating pie, ladies.
Yes,
he just admitted it.
Right.
City traffic.
But they were raising money, again, for a good cause. Variety Club.
Get on you, Philly.
Yeah, there you go.
And you didn't puke.
No, it was good pie. Like, it was tasty. But pie's not, it's a rich food, right? All that pastry, it's not meant to be eaten
really
fast.
Just the texture. It's just the texture. Traffic is for Rona. Oh, no, I lied. Traffic is for your Prairie Toyota dealer. The exciting 2014 RAV4 is now even more exciting with financing as low as 0.9% at your Prairie Toyota dealer. No problems in traffic so far this morning. I did get a tip that the lights are out at Wellington and Century. And apparently there's some radar going down Regent and Brewster. Watch out for that. Slow down. Any other tips, let us know. 780 City or Star 92 on your Rogers mobile phone.
I actually got a call about those lights not working that I meant to play here. I'll play right here.
Hey, there's no lights at Wellington and Century, which, I mean, I guess it's sort of, now at least they're not unsynchronized.
Wheeler in the Morning with Philly and Rena. The Scoop with Rena J.
Opening movies at the box office this weekend. There's nothing.
November, was it November, man, opening?
I thought the opening date for November Man was, did it open last weekend? Or
we had the premiere. We presented the
that
premiere.
That was last week, so I assumed it opened last weekend. Like, the only thing it says is Ghostbusters on Rotten Tomatoes when I checked. And yeah, it's just a re-release of the old movie.
Well,
so
according to IMDb.com, November Man's in theaters, but that could be. Who knows what the Canadian release date is, all that stuff. That's the Pierce Brosnan flick.
Jake the Snake Roberts. Does that name sound familiar to you?
Yes, absolutely. I saw Jake the Snake fight Hulk Hogan at Winnipeg Arena. I've told the story on the air before, but it was a huge moment in my childhood. My dad, still to this day, I thank my dad for bringing me to that event because I was a big WWF fan, a big Hogan fan when I was little. So, yes, I know who Jake the Snake is.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer, WWE Hall of Famer. He's in critical condition right now. Yesterday, he was rushed to Las Vegas Hospital, and doctors say he's got double pneumonia.
Oh, wow.
Apparently, he was on a flight, and right when he got off, he started losing consciousness in and out on the flight, and they started freaking out. The plane landed, and then he was rushed to hospital as soon as he landed. Yeah, apparently he's in pretty bad shape in ICU and in a lot of pain, and his family's saying they're just trying to stay positive right now.
He's had some problems in the past, well-documented, so we'll hope Jake the Snake pulls through.
Yeah. Also, yesterday, comedian Joan Rivers was rushed to hospital in critical condition. She stopped breathing during a surgery on her vocal cords she was having, which she was having at like a private clinic.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if it was like cosmetic related or what the deal was, but she was having some kind of surgery and her heart stopped. She stopped breathing. She's 81. Mm. She's been reportedly upgraded to stable condition. She's now in hospital.
Once you get recovering. To that age and you go into any kind of surgery, it's a big roll
risk
of the dice.
Not waking
yeah.
up. Yeah. Some Britney Spears news.
Oh,
some good. Kind of odd, but
there was a it's time. Just funny. She was the Lindsay Lohan back in the day where she
when
was
she
in,
had that meltdown. She had really bad postpartum depression.
Right,
she went crazy town and shaved her head.
She was in the news every day. Not so much anymore.
Well, there's an incriminating video showing Britney Spears' boyfriend cheating on her, getting it on with another lady, and now no one will ever see that video because daddy spent a lot of money and bought the rights to it. So apparently a video surfaced with the guy she's been dating for a couple of years now, this David guy, dancing, kissing with another woman. It was being shopped around. So her dad, who is the conservator for her, after her meltdown, she had to have someone who runs all of her finances, runs everything. So he's still her guardian, even though she's like 30 years old. Mm-hmm. So apparently he got wind of it. He contacted the agency selling it, and they wouldn't release how much money he paid for it. And then he called Britney and said, "Honey, I have something very important to show you. You need to come over." And he sat with her and showed her the video. Found out.
That's awkward.
So then she went on Twitter and ranted, and she broke up with him immediately, and no one will ever see that video again. And even if there are copies of it, if anyone ever published it, they could get sued by them because they now own the rights.
I liked it better when she was with Kevin Federline. They were an A-list or a C-list couple. It was great.
Yeah, they were entertaining. And finally, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie have finally tied the knot.
Oh, I thought you were going to say divorced.
No, they are married.
That would have been your top story. Yeah.
No, they got married in France on Thursday. Apparently.
They celebrated by adopting 12 more kids.
Yeah. And they got married in a very small chapel in France with very few people there. Brad Pitt's 50, she's 39, and they have 97 children together. Yeah. That's the scoop.
The Scoop. Daily at 7:50 with Hollywood insider Rena J on 92 City FM. City Traffic.
Traffic is for Barley Brothers, proud sponsors of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. See how you can win tickets on Barley Brothers' Facebook page. Traffic this morning, there are cops sitting at Regent and Brewster, some photo radar, so watch out, slow down. And the lights are out to Wellington and Century. Any other tips, let us know, 780 City or Star 92 on your Rogers mobile phone.
So Regent and Brewster, that's right by, there's a Shell station right in that area.
Yeah, they're kind of hiding around the corner, apparently.
Okay.
So don't start
50.
Your long weekend off in the wrong...
And then right around the corner, they are always at Plessy. Plessy's right by Regent there. There's always, like, not the cops, but one of those vans that takes pictures.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Now the Bone Phone.
Brought to you by MTS Connect with the Samsung Galaxy S5. 5.1-inch full HD screen and 0.3-second autofocus. Stops time in its tracks for that perfect shot on the MTS 4G LTE wireless network.
780 Bones, 780 2663. Don't forget the phone. Like, we want all of your wide range of emotions throughout a long weekend, especially during that football game. We love reaction during the Labor Day Classic. So keep us in mind throughout your long weekend. We'll start with, usually on this show, there's one topic that inevitably takes over the week. And this week, it's been leaving kids in the car. There's been bone phone calls every day. Earlier in the week, one of Rena's friends got berated in a gas station parking lot by a passerby who saw that she left her 3-year-old in a vehicle for like 2 minutes while she ran into pay for gas or something.
Get a stamp.
So it's been a, you're right. It's been an ongoing debate all week, and I think this woman, we'll wrap it up with this woman because she makes some good points.
Hey guys, you're talking about leaving your kids in the car, and I mean, I think anybody with half a brain agrees. If you're doing something extended in wherever you're going, you probably want to take your children with you. But yeah, there were lots of times where I would have to run in and, you know, pay for my gas. And it was a lot easier to leave him buckled in the car seat in his snowsuit under the blanket because he's sleeping than to, you know, go through the rigmarole of getting him out. A good rule of thumb I would give people, if you need to take your phone, you should take your kids.
You know what? That's, I'll go with that.
Yeah.
Let's see.
That makes sense.
I can grab my phone. I can grab my kid. Okay, merging. No one in Winnipeg. Well, I would say not no one. It's a very low percentage of people in Winnipeg that actually know how to merge. So it's probably about 60.
People here just don't get it.
65% don't
understand.
What's
that lane for?
Yeah. You Winnipeg drivers realize how ridiculous you look when you're just sitting there and you have a half a mile merge lane in front of you? Just go.
I will say this about Winnipeg. Sometimes there's no merge lane in areas where there should be. Like Route 90 coming off Portage.
Yeah.
That's like
if
so
you're heading south.
Dangerous.
Yeah, so it's just jump into traffic there. But if you're coming off like Dakota and you're going onto like a right onto Bishop Grandin, there's a huge lane there. Yesterday I got stuck behind some guy. I was like laying on the horn. I'm like, here's a whole lane in front of you. Go.
Okay, mayoral promises. There have been many. Like, there's seven new ones every day. This guy has issues with one of Paula Havlicek's promises.
I'd like to comment on Paula Havlicek's promises to try to fix the frozen water pipe situation. Paula, are you going to go out and get a shovel and dig those pipes deeper? Because that's half the problem, is the pipes aren't deep enough in the ground. Or how much is that going to cost to lower those water lines? I think you're talking right out the rear end.
And really, while it was a terrible situation, I feel bad for everybody involved. It was awful. But really, I'm 40 years old. I've been living in Winnipeg, you know, my whole life. As far as I know,
never
this
happened before.
I've never witnessed it. Maybe sometime when I was too young to notice it because I didn't read the papers when I was 5 or even 10 years old. But you certainly don't hear it very often.
So. He shouldn't be worrying about Paula anyway. Did you see the front of the Sun today?
Yeah, it's what's all Wash Alicia Lee's.
Ignore the unibrow that I drew on Wash Alicia Lee's face. But apparently Paula Havlicek not doing so well in the pre-polls.
Well, rumor is either Bowman or, well, not rumor, there's a spec piece in the Sun that says either Bowman or Steves should drop out, and then so that part of the vote would go, you know, they can combine the people.
Oh, I see. Steves is, according to this, 39% for Judy, 23% for Steves, and 16% for Bowman.
Okay.
So,
on to some calls about the Labor Day Classic, talking about the rider billboards, of course, all week.
Hey, guys, you were looking for that rider billboard at Dougald and Plessy. That whole area is just a cluster. The construction, the billboards, I haven't been able to find it. Go Blue.
That's because I had the wrong location. It's further down Plessy's in front of Golf Central. So stop looking for it in that area.
Hey, why so much sheepdogs? Aren't they from Saskatchewan? Aren't we with this Labor Day Classic not support Saskatchewan? Rumor has it that all this royalties they're getting from you guys playing them so much, they're the ones that are putting up these Rough Rider signs.
Well, I tried to make the call this morning to ban Sheepdogs and all Saskatchewan bands. I don't know if that's going to happen for the Labor Day Classic, but we usually do it for the Banjo Bowl for sure. So we'll get on it over the next few days.
We're trying to think of other bands from Saskatchewan that we could ban, but
Colin
we found
James.
Colin James.
We did. Yeah. Damn you, Colin.
Hey, about it.
We'll wrap up with this non-football related call.
Okay.
This guy wants a new disparaging word. He's sick of the word douchebag.
I just want to comment on the douchebag insult. I think it's getting real old. I can't stand that word, douchebag. You guys need to come up with something new. There was one guy that phoned in about 4 or 5 weeks ago, and he called someone a dink. I think that's hilarious. If you guys are going to slam people, you should call them a dink from now on. Or a meatball. That's another good one from back in the 70s.
That's a great talk. You know, we should try and find another word for douchebag out there. I would vote for meat stick.
Meat stick's good. You use that.
Meat stick, yeah.
I like dink. A more
dink
is dink.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds weird.
Had a gentleman call the bone phone. We played the call a couple of minutes ago saying, douchebag is getting, it's done.
It's overused. I agree. We need something else.
It's
we need another word to describe those douchebag-y people.
I would call it one of the worst things you can be called. I mean, I got buddies who say I'm a dick. Feel like you're such a dick, right? Wheeler gets
you're
that too.
You're a douche. I don't know.
But a douche? If someone calls me a douche, that's heavy. I know we're not friends. Like, you know what I mean? None of your buddies are going, Phil, you're a douchebag. Well, some of them might, but they're not true friends if they are.
I think it's just so overused now that it's not as offensive anymore.
Oh, I find it. Yeah.
I think we need another word, like a funny insult word.
A new douchebag? Let's retire it and get a new one?
Yeah, but what word?
Hey, City.
You guys are talking about slangs and names to call people.
How about
the ever classic twat?
Twat's a little crude, no, Rena?
Yeah.
Yeah, but... You've always got to like the word pussy. I mean, that's always...
You know, they all start really crude, and then the more you hear them, you're okay with them. Like, I thought douchebag was really crude back in the day when it came to prominence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll work on twat. Thanks.
And now...
He's big.
The big one.
He's loud.
I like loud.
And he enjoys cooking.
And it is delicious.
Yes, it is.
Here's ex-bomber Kelly Butler
with Wheeler in the Morning on 92 City FM.
Let's go.
Sometimes I think it's a shame that we only have, you know, half an hour with Kelly, because it just feels like there's so much to discuss with you, you know?
There is. There's a lot going on, and I got some big news that I want to talk about. But, yeah, Friday is by far my favorite day. I look forward to it, and I love the response when we're out in the community talking to the fans, and they love the show. You guys are the best in the business at what you do.
We got a call basically saying the same thing. The guy saying, hey, man, you got to get Kelly on for longer. So here you're coming on every morning now from 7 to 10 on Fridays. So
I love it.
How do you like that, Kelly? And then you'll go to your actual job afterwards. So you in?
I'm in all day long. By the way, it reminds me, sold the car the other day, and one of the customers said that every time I sell a car, a customer should be able to get a free hug from Rena. So are you okay with that, Rena?
No.
You down?
No.
Be like a coupon.
No.
Yeah, it'd be a coupon. Like one.
Unless I'm getting some of the royalties here, or the commission, I should say.
You're just getting the fulfillment of a hug. You understand?
Yeah, like, no, don't need that.
A hug
don't
can make
that.
Your day. The right hug?
My day's already made.
Are you not really a hugger kind of person?
No.
You don't seem like a hugger.
No.
Like, you might give somebody the stiff, straight arm to the face and they try and hug you. Like, you know, if you don't know them that well.
No, I'm not like stuck up like that.
You're stuck
up
hugger.
I don't know you. Don't hug me.
We're not that close.
So if you were meeting Dave Wheeler, for example, who's back on Monday. We call him the hug master around here. Dave's a guy, Wheels.
And if you're a woman, watch out. It's one of those boob feely hugs where they squish your boobs into their chest.
Well, everybody, I think everybody gets that same.
We know what you're doing, Wheeler. Yeah. We're not stupid.
We're going to have to get him to respond to the boob hug next week.
Oh, God.
Because I know everybody gets it. He hugs you every Friday when you get here.
That's a cool hug. But some people, where you can see it's awkward, where one person feels like they're closer.
One person doesn't want the hug.
The other person kind of tries to pull back, and the other person pulls that death, get over here, scorpion kind of hug.
Yeah.
I mean, so Wheels is that guy.
And he'll drop kisses on certain people, too. Like he's a renaissance man.
He used to wink at our female boss. How's it going? Wink.
So he's winking and hugging and kissing right now.
Inappropriate.
That's a harassment charge in the waiting right now.
As I mentioned, Wheels back on Tuesday. All right.
God,
Kelly, you have something else we want to get into. Well, not right now, but we'll do it in 5 minutes.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, stick around.
I got big news, and I'm excited.
Oh, here we go.
I'm now going to be living by myself. I'm moving out. I know. Clap, everybody.
No more roommates.
Where are you moving to? You've lived all over this whole city, hey?
I have, and it's been a journey, you know. Okay. And I'm now moving to Osborne Village, and I'm a stone throw away. But I wanted to kind of go back and go over some of my previous living arrangements, and I'm going to give.
You were living with a woman before, a friend. She was just a roommate.
Friend is a word that we wouldn't describe that situation. Okay. That wouldn't be the word
And I'll let you get to your story, Kelly, but I find that when you move in with people, they might start out as your friends, but they don't finish as your friends. That's why you should never move in with like lifelong friends, because you're putting a friendship at risk.
It's just overwhelming, and you want your own time. So I got 5 tips for renters.
Okay, five tips.
All right. You can chime in on any of them, and I don't want to sound like Floyd Mayweather when I try and read this. So first... You know, don't move in with somebody that's newly married or has a newborn baby if you're single. Don't do it.
Yay.
Made that mistake when I first got here, and that was a challenge because the baby was always crying. I couldn't bring anybody over. What is my second one? This was a hard one for me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't move in with somebody that is against their religion to eat your favorite food.
Okay, like pork.
Yes,
that's right.
Smell like hummus and butter chicken and curry, but I can't eat bacon, so it was very uncomfortable.
Good rule of thumb.
You know what? I forgot that you lived with Avi. That was awesome.
Don't buy a pet when you live by yourself and be bored. So if you're going to rent or you want to rent, I lived by myself for 3 weeks and ended up with 2 cats because I was bored. So, Black Man Minaj.
Do you still have the cats?
I don't, but somebody's taking care of my pay. What's that, like, cat alimony? So they're taken care of. If you're over 32-ish, you should live by yourself. You know, and after a about that 30 range, I think you should live by yourself.
Yeah, because you grow out of it. Because you typically, when you're, especially if you're living with like two or three dudes or two or three chicks, you wind up hanging out and drinking a lot, and you know, it just you don't get a lot of sleep.
You want your just time to yourself. You want to be able to live by yourself. Obviously, in this industry in general, you want, if I want to sit down and eat Lucky Charms and my Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle,
my gosh,
underwear,
doing it.
I want to do that. I want to do that. And this is the hardest one, guys and girls. This is really the hard one. Don't move in with the girl if you're not having sex with her or she's crazy as F. Don't do it. It looks good on paper, but afterwards, it didn't work out just like I thought it was supposed to. I thought it was going to be great.
So you guys are going to stay friends?
I don't think so.
Maybe you'll become friends again now that you're not living together. Yeah. It's easier.
We're never friends to begin with, so it's I did my whole...
Did you guys like meet on Kijiji or something? Like,
obviously, Kijiji's not necessarily the best place in the world to try and find a roommate.
No, that's where I've found all my renters, and it's always worked out great because they're not your friends and before you start living together.
Yeah, but that's females. Kelly.
Females.
You're moving in with females.
As a guy's perspective, like, and you have a phenomenal, it's like a marriage without sex, you know what I'm saying? It was horrible.
I think Philly and I feel every day working together.
All this show all the time.
I feel bad for you. So I said my goodbyes to the dog, and then I dropped a deuce and walked out.
Tell me you didn't flush.
I didn't.
Yeah. Kelly Butler, have a good weekend.
Yes.
Go boss.
And now, stories we missed on 92 City FM. World Class Rock.
A U.S. federal appeals court says an Iowa woman who claims rock singer Sammy Hagar fathered her baby 25 years ago is going to sue him for invasion of privacy and breach of contract. The appeals court says the woman can sue the former Van Halen frontman for allegations that he put down in his 2011 memoir. The woman, who's a former Playboy bunny, claims that she had Hagar's baby. The woman claims the child died shortly after she gave birth in 1989. And in the book, Hagar was denying that he was the father and doubts that she even had a baby and says she's guilty of extortion. So now she is going to sue him for putting that all in the memoir.
Oh, boy.
Messy, messy.
That is nasty.
And I mean, there's got to be medical documents proving if she gave birth and a child died. There's got to be a death certificate, right? That Hagar can easily get one of his minions
You can't sort of hide that stuff. It's either true or it isn't. Yeah. 780 City, 780-2484. You got a story we missed?
Thanks, Billy.
Oh, God. That woman's been calling all morning.
Yeah.
We tried to tell. Call us in 15 minutes so we can chat off air. She wants to get to know us better.
She wants to get to know you, Philly. That's what she said.
She's only human, Rena. Yeah. Hello, City.
Happy Friday, guys.
Hey, happy Friday. What do you got?
I just want to let you know that my mom, Cornell, is an idiot.
That what?
Is it your mother-in-law? What?
My mom's boyfriend, Al.
Oh, this guy. Oh, okay. Yeah, good. Yeah. Good morning, Al. You're still an idiot.
Everybody give him a big round of applause.
Get the podcast daily or listen live weekdays 6 to 10 on 92 City FM.